I'm joined now by Billy Horsburgh. Billy is on to talk about his new business venture, which is an editing business. Billy, thanks very much for joining me.
No problem. It's good to be here.
Now, with only 1 in 4 people with sight loss in the UK currently in employment, for you to actually go out and start your own business, that's quite an achievement. Tell us a bit more about what it entails, please, Billy.
Hey, well, basically, my business is it's an editing business and proofreading. So basically, I attract clients mainly through Facebook and edit whatever they require. My main area is short stories for magazines and dissertations and generally non-fictional stories, because that's the area that I'm qualified in.
Now, we know about your love of books and you lead a creative writing course for the RNIB, but where did this idea come specifically for the business?
Well, there's a few things, really. I recently graduated through the Open University in 2018, and there was a number of modules that I covered, and two specifically were creative writing and English literature. And on one of the modules that I'd done through the Open University was a student collaboration on a wiki entry where there was about 6 different students. They had to write a paragraph on their perspective of a certain topic. I offered my services as the editor for that project. So once they uploaded their paragraph or that to the wiki, then I'd edit the piece or each piece.
So you realised you could improve it, and it was a bit of a light bulb moment.
Yes. And I got a very positive response from my tutor while having edited that particular wiki. And I only got 1 comma wrong in the entire 2,000-word piece. So I thought to myself, well, this is something I'm good at. This is something I can do. And I have actually searched for editing jobs through like Indeed and stuff, where you can upload your CV and information, and they match you to your qualifications and they suggest editing jobs. But the problem with that is the hours was like 20 hours a week plus, which is not ideal for me because of the benefits I was on. And to be able to do 28 hours plus is not that great for me with my health conditions, my cerebral palsy and my blindness. So I just thought, well, it'd be better then if I was to set up my own editing business where I can choose my hours to work.
So what was involved setting it all up?
Well, I'm involved with a place called Supported Employment Services, where they help disabled people in your area find jobs that's suited to yourself. And I had a discussion with my contact there. I mentioned that I'm looking into setting up my own editorial business, and I've also got a contact through the local job centre plus. And they both suggested that I am contact Business Gateway as well. So, and I've heard a lot of Business Gateway and how they help you along your journey. So that's the process I went through to get it set up. And so it was Business Gateway that really got me started with the editing.
What sort of clients would you be looking for? Who'll benefit from your business idea?
Well, I'm mainly looking at students at universities where we can edit their work and proofread their dissertations and stuff.
And if anybody wants to find out any more about it, Billy, do you have social media contacts?
Yeah, I mainly work my business through my Facebook page, where you can find it through Billy Horsburgh, and then going to my business page, which is just called W Horsburgh Editorial Services. There's some testimonials on the page, and if people go to my page, they'll find all my contact details there, like my contact number, WhatsApp number, Messenger, the email address. It's all on my business page on Facebook.
And we've also spoken to you before. Obviously, you done your autobiography a number of years ago now, Billy, but that's still available on RNIB Talking Books, isn't it? How can people have a listen to that?
Yeah, I self-published my autobiography nearly 10 years ago, and it was only recently that I discovered that it can be accessed through the RNIB Talking Book Library as an audiobook. You can get that on CD, USB or directly to your Amazon.
Billy, in terms of your own sight loss, you have glaucoma and slowly deteriorated from your teens onwards. What advice would you give to anyone that's new to sight loss or someone with sight loss thinking about getting into employment? Have you any advice for them?
I went down to the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford and 20 years ago, actually. That made such a huge difference in my life to be able to travel away from home, spend time down there for just over a year. And I was able to do a couple of courses while I was there as well as gaining and learning my independent living skills to be in.
So is that somewhere you'd recommend? Someone looking into doing something along those lines, similar as a way into employment? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard of so many people since that I knew at the time down in Hereford that have actually gained their independent living skills and be able to find employment. So going down there has been a massive benefit, not just to me, but to other blind and partially sighted people as well. And I've also been able to live independently. And I've actually had jobs since I've come back from Hereford. So it's just having the confidence to actually just go into work. And you do get a lot of help as well from local authorities and stuff to help.
Billy, it's been brilliant talking to you. You can check out Billy's editing business on his Facebook page. Thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you much for having me.